I found three people from Wave speed walking around on the streets of downtown Petersburg. There was a cheerful, frenetic energy to their purple group as they tried to take photos of as many people as possible waving purple flags.
Here we go. We're doing a horseshoe.
We're going down the road.
That's Sarah Hofstetter. She's on the board of Wave. Hofstetter told me they'd already visited 7 businesses and received many donations.
It's like a mad rush from store to store. We make sure we take the picture, and if they give us some money, that's a positive too. And our goal today is $2,022. We feel close already.
They walked up to the Harbor Bar. First, you'll hear the voice of Alina Nelson. She's a prevention advocate for Wave.
I don't know if they're open yet.
The door's open.
Okay, Sarah. Okay.
I did drop off. Okay, cool.
They're taking photos of Jessica Josie, the bartender.
Awesome. Thanks, Jess.
The photos are part of Wave for Wave, which is an annual event. It's a day they hope highlights domestic violence awareness. And it's a way to open the door to people reaching out when they do need help. I sat down with Ejana Ware the next day to talk about Wave's work.
My name is Ejana Ware. I am the prevention coordinator at Wave.
Ware works a lot with youth on prevention. She visits schools throughout the year for education about relationships.
It's primarily about, you know, consent and what consent is and, you know, what a healthy and unhealthy relationship might look like and things that, you know, can kind of be grazed over, especially emotional abuse, which a lot of people don't really recognize, and financial abuse, which a lot of people don't really recognize, and then communication and effective forms of communication if you do feel like your boundaries are being crossed.
Recently, some kids told Ware that they were seen bullying in schools.
There was a student that came up to me, and they were just talking to me about how in the middle school there's a lot of instances of bullying, especially for, you know, queer kids and kids of color, and there's just not an appreciation for kids who don't fit a certain look or personality type or aren't involved in sports or anything like that.
So Ware started Unity, which is a youth-led club teaching kids about diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's meant to be a safe space for all kids, whatever their identity. It's anti-bullying, and kids can share their experiences.
There were way more students that showed up than what I was expecting, you know. But it was really, it's been awesome. It's been really awesome.
Ware talked with me about some of Wave's other new programs. Wave wants to be more than just a resource for those with an active crisis.
We're trying to foster just a sense of community for people who need a sense of community, whether they are, you know, survivors or victims or not, whether they're in a safe home or not, it doesn't matter.
They've been offering free mindful movement classes and a Stitch and Bitch for crafters. As of Friday, Wave was still counting their donations for the Wave for Wave event. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.